Diane, 11:30 a.m., February 24th. Entering the town of Twin Peaks. It's 5 miles south of the Canadian border, 12 miles west of the state line. I've never seen so many trees in my life. As W.C. Fields would say, I'd rather be here than Philadelphia. 54 degrees on a slightly overcast day. The weatherman said rain. You get paid that kind of money for being wrong 60% of the time. You'd be working. The mileage is 79,345. Gauge is on reserve. Riding on fumes here. I got to tank up when I get into town. Remind me to tell you how much that is. Lunch was $6.31 at the Lamplighter Inn. That's on Highway 2 near Lewis Fork. That was a tuna fish sandwich on whole wheat, slice of cherry pie, and a cup of coffee. Damn good food. Diane, if you ever get up this way, that cherry pie is worth a stop. Okay. Looks like I'll be meeting up with the Sheriff Harry S. Truman. Shouldn't be too hard to remember that. He'll be at the Calhoun Memorial Hospital. Guess we're gonna go up to intensive care and take a look at that girl that crawled down the railroad tracks off the mountain. When I finish here, I'll be checking into a motel. I'm sure the sheriff will be able to recommend a clean place, reasonably priced. That's what I need. A clean place, reasonably priced. Oh, Diane, I almost forgot. Got to find out what kind of trees these are. They're really something.
Welcome to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea. You just heard the Twin Peaks theme song by the late, great Angelo Badalamenti. And before that, you heard a clip from one of my favorite TV shows of all time, Twin Peaks, created by the late, great David Lynch. Today's episode goes out to any listeners in Seattle or just in the Pacific Northwest in general. I went to Seattle for the first time ever last month with my partner, and I had just an amazing time. There was so much to do, the nature was breathtaking, and I got to live out my lifelong dream of visiting the Double R Diner from Twin Peaks. So the theme of this week's episode is the Pacific Northwest and just stuff that was related to my trip. And thank you so much for tuning in to BFF.fm.
And you're just today from my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, cause so are you. Book of Mirrors, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, cause I found God. Yeah! So lonely.
to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea, and you just heard some Seattle and Pacific Northwest legends. Taco Cat, Bikini Kill, Nirvana, Who Is She?, and Chastity Belt. So far, we've referenced two of my favorite TV shows ever, Twin Peaks at the very beginning of today's episode, and that song by local Seattle band Taco Cat is called Dana Catherine Scully, in reference, of course, to The X-Files, and I promise those are the only two TV references today. One of the many things I got to do in Seattle was go to the Museum of Pop Culture and check out the Nirvana exhibit, which was so rad. In high school, I was a total classic rock nerd, and eventually I ventured into punk and grunge music, and my car in high school could hold maybe like 5 CDs at a time, and it was almost guaranteed that at all times I had Nevermind by Nirvana in my CD rotation, and I listened to that CD front to back so many times, so it was very cool to see some Nirvana artifacts from the 90s in real life. They also had a really cool show flyer where Nirvana and Bikini Kill were playing together, which was probably my favorite thing to see. And one thing that I love doing when I'm on vacation is going to see a show, of course. I think it's really fun to check out local venues in different cities, and I got to see a band I really love in Seattle live for the first time. And this next song is by that band. They are called Why Bonnie, and the song you're about to hear is called Dotted Line.
Take two, watch your time, breeze your steps, you're real. When they ask me what I need, I'll say a cape, a laminate, a $1.50, a big bathtub, prosthetic feet, Diana Ross's roll in mahogany, so I can hang out with Billy D. Williams and he can hang out with me. Pizza, love, and harmony, grits, peach pits, and songs to sing. More accountability, so I can't get away with being mean. Shooting stars, dungarees, band-aids on both of my knees. Big old house high in the trees, a little shack down by the beach. A motorhome with golden keys, an A-plus in geography, and lots of time to think. I need more time to think. When they ask me what I've seen, I'll say Saturn and soliloquies, Walden Bond hypocrisy, Tetris and insanity, debt and dope and apathy, ode to joy and pool parties, smooch and run and ancestry, Arthur Ashe and manatees, sailboats, necessity, lepidopterology, the cave of time, dignity, Cirque du Soleil and lethargy, surface area rosaries, fair is fair and Billie Jean, Vonnegut at the university, karmic retribution and bigotry, thyroglossal duxis celibacy, love on the rocks, anonymity, Osgood Schlatter in my left knee, sad flute solos and decaf tea, silly friends, incontinency, Yertle the turtle and hierarchy, do it for Johnny, pepsilepsy, powder blue, 10 speeds and puberty, Sylvia Plath, conspiracies, bad medicine, karaoke, passing gas, irrelevancy, seize the day and let it be, loving dumb skaters who love PCP, dying and dancing on MTV, close calls and infinity, little kids who look up to me, it's the end of the world as we know it and we didn't start the fire and Adam Green. I need more time to think, don't you think? I need more time to think. When they ask me what I need, I'll say a cape, bow, a lemonade, $1.50.
Behind the wheel.
You're listening to Casually Crying on BFF.fm, and you just heard Coral Grief, Super Nowhere, Kimya Dawson, Sea Lemon, and Why Bonnie. Those were all Seattle-based bands, except for Why Bonnie. They're based in Brooklyn. And here at BFF.fm, we are an entirely independent and listener-supported radio station. Your donations help keep us on the air so we can bring you all kinds of new music. And you can donate to Casually Crying by going to bff.fm/donate. And thank you so much for supporting local community radio in San Francisco.
Hey!
Listening to BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea, and you just heard some more Seattle-based bands: Beach Vacation, The Postal Service, Dark Chisme, Heart, and Deep Sea Diver. Okay, I had no idea that Heart originated in the Pacific Northwest, so that was news to me, and I spent quite a bit of time listening to a lot of different bands from Seattle for this episode, and Dark Chisme was one of my favorites. I am a sucker for some good dark wave, so I hope you enjoyed them too, and Thank you so much for tuning in to Casually Crying.
Country road and the strong scent of evergreen from the passenger seat as you are driving me home. Then looking upwards, I strain my eyes and try. Difference between
shooting stars and satellites from the passenger seat as you are driving me home. Do they collide? I ask and you smile. With my feet on the dash, the world doesn't matter. When you feel embarrassed, then I'll be your pride. When you need directions, then
this has been Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I've been your host, Sweet Tea, and right now you're hearing Death Cab for Cutie. Before that, you heard Mike Edel with Cumulus, and I really enjoyed my time in Seattle. It was truly magical, and I hope to visit again sometime soon. I actually almost didn't record an episode this week because I'm recovering from a sinus infection and my voice is still pretty messed up, but I really wanted to get this episode out while the trip was fresh in my mind, and I should be all better next week. So we are going to get into so much new music next week. I'm so excited. Okay, I will see you next Friday. Bye.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening. I hope I haven't kept you very long. I hope I can be as good of a friend. I hope I can be as good of a friend like you've been to me. You're a good friend. You're a good friend. Thanks for listening.